Welcome home to the All Things Coheed podcast. I'm Devin.
I'm Cindy.
I'm Chesh.
And I'm a guy named Rob.
Hee hee, yeah, booty.
Thanks for joining us. Oh, you didn't say it.
I know.
Yeah, I did say it. It's the beginning of an episode, dummies.
You say it every time, and then we have to edit it out, dork. Anyway, so we're here on this part two, SS Neverender part two episode. And today we are joined by Chesh. Chesh Smiles. You may also know her as Ambelina, you know, whatever.
Hi. Yes. Hello. Thank you guys so much for having me. I'm really excited.
So I don't know what it's like to be you and have to be on this podcast with us who like spent the whole last episode like talking about you. So like that was cool. You know, sorry that we're freaking
ready. No, it like made my morning. I was getting ready to go to work and I was listening to it and my mom was talking to me. I'm like, no, I gotta listen. Like, they're saying nice things about me. So it was a good
shut up, mom, my friends are talking.
Yep, exactly. It was a good ego boost for the morning.
But yeah, that brings us to our next point. We want to also welcome our other special guest, Cindy. Cindy was working on the cruise and it's really great to have her here.
Tonight Rob named the Skype chat that we're using, and usually Rob doesn't create the chat. Usually Rob is the last one to the chat, in fact. And Rob created it tonight and called in like 5 minutes early, and the chat is named ATC featuring special guest. And at first, that's all I could see. And I was like, oh, that's cute. He made it cute for Chesh. No, ATC featuring special guest Cindy. So thanks for that, Rob.
You're very welcome. We want to make sure all our guests feel very welcome here.
I was going to say, you're the truly special one. So
if you are unfamiliar with ATC lore, Cindy did quit. So technically, she is a guest. This can be found in Amory Wars, In Keeping Secrets of Silent Earth 3, Issue 7. This is the deep lore.
Oh, yes.
You're fucking ridiculous. Okay, so, you know, moving right along. We have a lot to cover on this episode because we have to talk about everything we didn't talk about on the first episode. And I was supposed to prepare to talk about the Amory Wars experience. I meant to prepare because I still cannot put words to how just cool it was. So, but anyway, lots of other things to talk about too. Devin, we can't see you. I feel like you're so quiet tonight because we can't see you. It's really hurting my heart.
I know. Once my battery comes back a little bit, like more than 1%, I will it's at 2 right now. So the first thing on our agenda tonight is Cafe Chanier, as they called it. That kind of hurt my soul a little bit, not hearing Shawnee, but it kind of worked and it became like a running joke and it was taken in stride and everyone had a really good time. It was a multi-part series. There was two cafes. There was one that was just Chandra. And then there was one that was Chandra and Claudio, and both were fantastic experiences.
Yeah, it was fun. It was really cool. They did it in the atrium, which is the same place that they did prom, which is kind of stunning. But the Starbucks was right there, and it was really cool. The guy that did the interview in the first one was just, like, amazing. The questions were really good. And Devin, isn't that the one where you got your, like, most precious shout-out ever?
It is. It took every fiber of my being not to cry on the spot. And I'm getting choked up right now because it's, emotions.
But that's because you're just literally the best human, Devin, really.
Incorrect.
Let's recap. Devin just took me to a show and gave me platinum in my own state. I don't know if anyone remembers that. You're just a sweet dude. I can't, like...
The literal cartons of merch that he purchases every time he goes to Comic-Con for all the people that can't make it. And then the shipping of all of that, which is just woof.
And then he finds time to be like, here's a Christmas card. Like, all the people he ships stuff out to, at least to me, I got a Christmas card.
You might get it a year late, though, Rob.
I did get it. That's a funny story for some other deep ATC lore, is that I received a Christmas card from Devin in, like, June. It was the craziest thing. I was like, Devin, what'd you send me? And he's like, I have no idea.
Well, getting back on track here, to kind of round out Cafe Shani, or Chanier, the first part was more just like a Q&A about the writing process on Chandra's end. She said that she has tons of stuff that are not Amory Wars related in the works, poetry, books. You know, she's blogging a lot, a whole bunch of things on her end with her creative outlet. And with the second Cafe Chanier, we did get a very special reading of the first chapter of Axis 2. Indescribably amazing, and I think you could hear a pin drop in the atrium, which is like usually the busiest place on the boat. It was dead silent.
Yeah, that was, and God, we are not going to dive into detail here, but when the live stream, we did a live stream, what was it, like last weekend? I don't even know anymore. And we talked about that on there before Rob had to leave before, which made me really sad. But anyway, when that makes its way out, we did talk about that there and some of the really cool things that are suggested relating to the Amory Wars and all of the things. Did you go to those? Hold on. You shush. Did you go to those? You worked really late nights. So like, yes. No judgment if you didn't.
I didn't. I was just gonna, like, I was keeping quiet because I didn't want to be like, I wasn't there. But no, I'm sad that I wasn't there.
Yeah, no, you were. I mean, you said this girl worked until 10 p.m. every night and then would go hang out in the Faint of Hearts bar with Al the Killer and Claudio Kilgannon. And it was literally just the coolest fucking thing. And every time you went through the Faint of Hearts bar, there were just three Amory Wars characters kicking it. Yes, so Cafe Shani was amazing. I don't want to undersell it. It was incredible to have that time just to hang and, you know, just it really was a chatting scenario. The second day, Claudio was up there too and they're asking questions.
We're probably not going to go super in depth or go further with this because if we do, we will spend the next 2.5 hours talking about the two Cafe Shanis. It's very easy to do so, but seriously, they like. If SS Neverender happens again, they need to bring this back for sure.
Yes, and also now we get to talk about immersion experiences, the Amory Wars immersive experiences, specifically the Amory Wars experience, which is why we had Chesh join us, because she was the very first of the character recruits. Did you not know that?
I wasn't sure. To be honest,
you were the first person recruited, and so it just felt right. And also, we're recording this on a Tuesday. Yesterday, I had the best Monday I've had in months because Chesh went live on Twitch and did like Evagria the Faithful paint and like on her face, and it was first of all very fun. And because Jan was also there, who played Cambria on the boat, it was like a reunion. It was amazing. It was absolutely incredible. Seriously.
See, I didn't even get to meet Jan on the cruise. I just saw that she was Cambria, and I was like, well, of course I'm friending her.
That's crazy.
So we're
That's
just
amazing.
Facebook friends. But it was awesome to like actually get to talk to her and compliment her costume the way it deserved to be complimented.
Yes, yes, it was super, super creative.
So cool. So
the Amory Wars experience. Devin, I think that it would be best if you describe the Amory Wars experience. Oh, we can see you now. Yay! Oh, this is such a good time for you to show your beautiful face. Okay, Devin is going to talk about the Amory, like explain, because people keep asking, what was the Amory Wars experience? What is it? It's very hard to Anyway, go, Devin. You got this.
So the best way to explain this is if you stepped into the eyes or were in the shoes of Ryder as he's writing this story, and you are there with the characters going through what they're going through, but from almost like a bird's eye perspective. You know, you start out in the car as Mayo is talking to Coheed, explaining that he has to kill his kids, and a briefcase opens with the four vials, and audibly everyone gasped. Like, that was a powerful moment. You were there for the death of Matthew and Maria. You were there for the death of Josephine. You were there for the release of the flies. You were there for Ambelina burning her wings. So many powerful moments you got to experience right in front of your face. And I don't really even know how to phrase this, but if you just know about the imagery of the comics, you would have had an amazing time. But honestly, if you knew nothing about the comics, if you never even picked up an Amory Wars single or trade or collected, you would have had a good time because it was awesome. You felt like you were a part of something that not many people get to be a part of, and it was a really cool experience.
Yeah, it was like a really cool cross between like a theater experience, and it was like every element was different. Some scenes didn't have an actor presence because it really didn't need it. And then some scenes had actor presence because it wasn't possible without it, like the Ambelina scene. And, you know, what's the word I'm looking for that's not cheesy, but a little less offensive than cheesy?
It was campy. You know, it was pure sci-fi jargon, like,
yes, nerd
heaven, basically.
Yes. And
I don't think anyone came out of there being like, I don't know how I felt about that. I think everyone came out and was like, at least enjoyed one aspect of it.
For sure. And I think the overall idea of the whole thing was, how many times on this podcast have we said the words, the Amory Wars doesn't make sense? How many times have you heard somebody say the Amory Wars doesn't make sense? It's a very dense story. It has a lot going on. Like, that is not, especially in the earlier books. So like, it was a way to present the Amory Wars in a way that made sense. Why would Coheed kill Ganon, kill his kids? Sit down in this car and put yourself in his shoes. Anyway, being put in those situations and getting to experience the emotions of the books was, you know, really cool.
Additionally, to that question, why did they kill their kids? In Good Apollo, they have a picture of Wilhelm Ryan hanging on their wall. So this goes super deep rooted into their psyche. Like, they totally believe they had to do it. And I think that the Amory Wars experience really helped connect some of those dots and drove home the points that Second Stage really tries to make, as confusing as it is.
Yeah. And I think that it's really cool that each of the three actors that were in the Amory Wars experience were fans of the Amory Wars, and the other characters as well. Did we talk about Al the Killer and Claudio Kilgannon on the last episode? I don't even know.
Yes, we did. We mentioned them. We talked about interesting.
We talked about the Fane of Hearts bar and all that.
Yes, we mostly talked about how interesting it was to see Al the Killer in real life.
It was amazing.
It was, yeah. All the actors were all, with the exception of the Wilhelm Ryan, who was for the photo ops and came on the pool deck on the last day, with the exception, who he is now a fan. But with the exception of him, everybody was a fan coming into this, which was really elevated. Who else? You know, to really bring you into it than somebody who knows exactly what they're doing.
I love that story, how he had no idea. I think it was Jess said, didn't you like just get into the Amory Wars like 4 minutes ago? And he's like, yes. And Wilhelm Ryan is the best character. Like, had a full monologue prepared.
Oh, he did. He got, I mean, so into it. It was incredible. He started listening to a podcast that talked about the Amory Wars in relation to, not this podcast, a different podcast that talks about the Amory Wars. There's other podcasts.
We gotta shut this thing down. guys, I don't know if you heard. Our job is done.
We're done here. That's it. This has been the last episode of the
Pack It Up, Dev. Nice having you on.
But anyway, he listened, like, he got really invested, and he, you know, did the research and like compiled a list of like Wilhelmisms because he wanted it to be a good immersive experience for the fans. Like, just stellar, stellar human being he is.
Man.
Okay.
Oh yeah, Devin. Okay, yeah, listen. You got arrested.
I get to preface this story because I wanted to be there when Devin went through the experience, even though I didn't go in with him, but I wanted to be there. I didn't want to like be in the way. Yes, Rob.
Hang on. Does Chesh know the story?
Do you
know the story?
I think I know it from the last episode.
Why did? Okay.
But we only teased it.
Okay. So they're on the same page. They're on the same page as me. Okay. So that's.
Okay. All right. Okay. Here we go. Right, so
okay. I don't know anything.
Wrong. All right, Devin was in the Amory Wars experience, and I knew that, okay? So I was at the exit waiting for Devin to come out so I could see his reaction. Because honestly, all the work, like at the end of the day, the person whose opinion I care about the most is Devin. I apologize, Blaze and Claudio. So I was waiting, and then this security guy comes like rushing up, and he's like talking on his walkie, and they're being very serious, and they're like, somebody's in there with the camera. All right, I'm out here, I'm ready, bring him out. And I'm like, no, don't bring him out. And then I was like, oh my god, it's Devin. I know it's Devin. So I was like, is it a guy? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, is it a big guy? And he was like, yeah. I was like, that's Devin. It's okay. He's cool. He's not going to post it. He's not going to do anything. He's not, like, it's fine. You don't have to be here. And he's like, who are you? And so, I'm like, I'm nobody.
I'm Cindy. Oh, no, this is where hubris gets her in trouble.
So I was like, I'm Cindy, and like I'm part of this operation, and I'm like, it's okay. Like, I know, I was like, we made the rules so that people wouldn't post it on social media. The thing with an experience like this is it's very based on what you see and what you don't see. It's like a haunted house. You know, you are directed to see what we want you to see. And so anyway, Devin comes out of the door, and the security guy is like, you can tell this side, Devin.
So through the experience, I record it, obviously, and one of the escorts is like, yo, put your phone away. So I kind of did like a little dip motion where I pretended like I put it in my pocket and then just put it like on my chest. I have a black phone case, so it wasn't reflective. I didn't have my flash on. I thought I was being pretty respectful and honestly kind of slick.
Oh, they had night vision cameras, right? So they could see, like, there was security watching 24, like, every time we were in there. So that's how they got you.
Well, that's
fun. And also, the person may have snitched on you. They had walkie-talkies.
That too.
The six-man people that were leading, they had communication also. So they were probably like, yo, this dude in his phone. I'm so sorry, Devin.
It's okay. The sign on the door said no photos. So I was trying to be like, yo, no photos. But like, I'm taking a video. So anyway, this experience wraps up. I'm kind of like shell-shocked. I am so happy because it was awesome. I had a really good time. And you end on such a high note. Like, you end on Ambolina burning her wings. And like, that's how you get sent off. And that, oh, what a great way to start the rebellion. Chesh nailed it. I'm out of there.
Thank you.
Cindy, I'm smiling. I'm getting ready to wave. And the security guard kind of like blocks the path. And he's like, yo. And he gets really close to me.
Like, he said, yo. This dramatic. For anybody at home thinking that this is being hammed up for entertainment purposes, it is not. It was a very tense moment.
Over something so, like, ridiculous. So he gets, like, in my face and he's like, yo, did you record that? Be honest with me. And I was like, yeah, man, I did. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, it is. Like,
it's pretty cool. You want to see it too?
And he was like, thank you for being honest with me. But, like, you're in trouble for this. Like, you're going to have to, like, you're going to have to delete this. And they're going to take me to Coheed jail. I would have been in Coheed Cruise jail. And that would have been atrocious.
Spend a night in the brig.
Like, that's the most, like, I think, intense thing that happened on the boat. I didn't hear anything about fights or like, anything like that. Or, like, over drunkenness. I didn't hear any stories like that. Just Devin almost getting arrested after the In Remorse experience. I'm crying.
I'm trying so hard to figure out what Coheed jail is like on the cruise. Like, they just strip him naked and cover him powdered sugar and spank him. Like, I don't know what they're doing. <It's> like...
Where did that come from?
If it's anything like the medical facility was, which I happened to visit with Al the Killer, I think we talked about that on the last episode. If it's anything like the medical facility, it's very boring. No Coheed branding at all. Very drab.
So Cindy was able to convince the security guard to not throw me in Coheed jail. And he was like, yo, don't post this. And I was like, with what service, first off, and second off?
He was like in both of our faces at that point, like, make sure this video does not get posted. And I'm like, I am certain this video is not going to get posted.
I just imagine Devin being dragged away saying, I live in Georgia, but I'm still East Coast Devin.
But seriously, it was a very tense situation. I don't want to say it ruined the experience because it definitely did, but it certainly left it on a weird note. Maybe next time I'll just go through with like one of those pen cameras where, you know, it's in the pocket.
That's like, are like those glasses that Adrian has, those specs. That's where it's at.
Don't they show up on night vision, though? Don't they, like, shine extra bright?
Sixth Amendment, if you're listening to this, no, you're not.
And I did want to know a little bit more about how Cindy approached you, Chash. I want to know how this conversation went.
Oh, yes. So I remember I was working at Hot Topic. I was sitting in the break room, and I don't remember what Cindy's first message was. But I didn't know who she was. I didn't know that you were like deep into Coheed. And so I just thought she was another fan. I was like, haha, no, I'm afraid of the Titanic and also working at Hot Topic, so I'm broke. and I don't remember what we talked about from there. And eventually we stopped kind of messaging, and I woke up one day to you say, oh, no, you told me you worked for Evil Inc. That's right. And I was like, wow, I'm jealous. And then after that, you had messaged me, hey, do you have time to talk? And I remember in the back of my head, I went, is this about the cruise? But I was like, I don't want to get ahead of myself and, you know, count your chickens before they hatch. So I just like was like, yeah, like, let's talk. And I think we waited like it was like a week before we like officially talked about it. And so I was literally that whole week, I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen. What does Cindy want to ask me? And I was very, very excited. And then, yeah, you were, I don't remember. It's like all a blur at this point. But yeah, you said, if I want to be on the cruise as Ambolina. And I was like, absolutely. I would lay down my life for this opportunity. So, yes.
Guys, I have to admit, I think we're slacking a little bit in what we normally do. I can't believe that we didn't do the thing that we do with guests. Where did you first hear Coheed? What was your first Coheed experience like?
Okay, so super nerdy. In middle school, I was very into anime and like all the, you know, weeaboo first time animes. And I spent a lot of time watching AMVs on YouTube.
Oh my God. I had no idea this is where this was going to go. Okay. Yeah, I'm staying.
It's really bad. It's really like, so it's a good. Weird intro into this fandom.
I think of as like Light Yagami and L, like sitting there with like Wolfgamon playing in the background.
It was worse. It was Axis Powers Hitalia. That's what I was watching Welcome Home.
I don't even understand the language you guys are speaking right now. Devin, do you understand this language?
It's like really, really bad anime. It's not, it's bad. So that kind of introduced me. And then I got really, really into the Batman Arkham Asylum song that was... Yes, Deranged. Thank you. I got really into that for a little bit. And then I kind of fell out. And then when I started working at Hot Topic, started hearing them again. Some coworkers were playing Coheed in the back. And I'm like, I know this. Like, it kind of brought back memories. And then I started listening more to Vaxxis Act One and started, I get really into songs that I can relate to other characters and stuff. And so then... when I found out that there were comics, my manager, I just hit my mouth on my mic, my manager at Hot Topic, they were actually on the cruise. I hung out with them on the cruise because that was awesome. But they were like, bro, there's comics. Like, and I'm like, what do you mean there's comics? And like, that makes so much sense why there's so much stuff going on. Like, who was Ambolina and all that? So then I went home and I paid for an Amazon subscription to Comixology so I could read all of them. And it was all up from there.
2009 through like 2011. I'm going to mention this, and this is why I bring it back to the Hot Topic of it all, is that Hot Topic used to sell the Coheed and Cambria, like the Amory Wars comics. They used to sell DVDs.
Really?
They used to sell Kill Audio vinyl figures. Like, there was so much Coheed merch at Hot Topic. That's where I got all my Coheed merch because my comic shops were not carrying the Amory Wars.
Hot Topic sold Coheed shirts literally during the last album cycle. They sold the Unheavenly Creature shirt.
True, but they don't sell CDs as much anymore. Okay. There used to be like a wall of CDs and DVDs. I used to get like Dr. Horrible sing along blog, like crazy stuff, like on DVD there, and it's just insane.
Just for your Merch Monday, but on Friday, really quick. So there was the Amory Wars trading cards that came out with the Good Apollo graphic novel. That was the Hot Topic kind of exclusive thing. Then there was the Hot Topic exclusive Kill Audio variants. And then for the Afterman, there was the Afterman trading cards, which Ascension had the full set, and then Ascension was split between two sets, so you actually had to trade for them. That's your quick Merch Monday, but on a Friday. Thank you, Chesh, for giving me an opportunity to throw that into this episode.
Oh, I'm so jealous. I'm too young for this.
This whole conversation is a... Hot Topic used to be cool meme.
It used to be cool,
pretty much.
Man. Do you know what
it's Hot Topic? It's just Funko Pops now.
Do you know why they called it Hot Topic, Cindy? Because music is a hot topic. That's why they called it Hot Topic. That's the point.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right.
Anyway.
All right.
The other question that we have is, what is your favorite album and song? It doesn't have to be from that album, but what is your favorite album and what is your favorite song right now? Because we know it's ever changing.
So my favorite album is Good Apollo. My favorite song, that's really hard because I really like In Keeping Secrets of Silent Earth 3. But The Crowing has my heart for obvious reasons. So I'm going to go with The Crowing.
It's a fantastic standby.
Okay. So just before we move away from the Amory Wars experience, which was amazing, I want to say two things. The first thing is that I don't know how to say this. It was very fun to work on. And I'm super, super grateful for everybody who had lots of fun things to say about it. Like, literally everybody would it was nothing but love. It was like Andrew Burford, much love, which was cool. But also all the people involved deserve to be shouted out because they're all fucking incredible. So Chesh, Ambolina in the Amory Wars experience and beyond, because let's be honest, I don't think I saw her in normal clothes Maybe once.
When I was helping set up, that's yes. I think when we yes. talked and a see, few that's times. Yes, thing. Yes, because I
she came in and helped set up also. So like the whole first day of the cruise, she was setting up the Amory Wars experience, because she's incredible. And that leads us into Ian Beecher, who was our first guest ever on the podcast. He was Wilhelm Ryan in the Amory Wars experience. He was absolutely perfect for that role. The delivery was absolutely insane. It was just amazing. He also helped built a ton of the props and the bodies and the briefcase, and just so many amazing things. And plus his insight, having worked in a haunt forever, the insight into creating that. And then he led us to work with a guy named Island, who really helped us hone the lighting, which was just, yes, Devin is Devin's face.
I know about Island. I'm so happy that Island was involved.
And then John, who is actually an old friend of Zach's, which is really cool. He was Coheed Kilgannon in the Amory Wars experience. He is the one who jumped and screamed, "What have I done?" in your face. And he was just incredible. Yes.
His poor voice. Oh my gosh. I couldn't believe it.
I was literally fetching him tea because he put his everything into each and every scare, and the Amory Wars experience ran for a total of like,
I kept trying to time it, but I couldn't figure it out.
I really think it was only like 3 minutes between each group, so 13 hours every 3 minutes. Oh man, he was absolutely incredible. He also helped a lot in the setup, and so did Ian. And then the two Red Army soldiers, it's Jason, whose name I'm not going to slaughter, and Anthony, both listeners of the podcast also, which is amazing. We'll actually have Anthony on our next episode, doing an interview with him about his experience in those very involved Red Army soldier costumes. And then Victor, Al the Killer, he is a cosplay genius, also, which Chesh is as well. She does all kinds of amazing cosplay. Victor is working on a Mayo cosplay, and the guy who 3D printed the cyborg piece is actually Chaz, who was Claudio Kilgannon in Faint of Hearts. So many people. And then, of course, Torin, Wilhelm Ryan from the photo of the Amory Wars experience. Literally, these people to me are fucking heroes. So, like, I'll talk about them for 40 years, seriously. Anyway, and then Beth, she works at Netherworld as well, which is where Ian works, and also works with a prop company. She built the Wilhelm Ryan costume with Ian's help, and she also came on the boat, which was just the coolest thing ever, because it was literally the busiest week for her at the haunted house she works at, obviously. And she came on the boat to do the makeup so that, anyway, she's a damn hero. And then Sarah Hudson, who is an OG Coheed fan that I have known since my baby days in the community. And she was, you know, back in the old Cobalt forums, and is just, and her husband, Josh. Anyway, Sarah did the face special effects on that Wilhelm Ryan. And then Jess, which is Chaz's wife, also assisted with makeup. There were so many people. My point is, it was a well-oiled machine. Everybody just was so committed and passionate about what we were doing that it just happened.
Torin was such a good sport with like 4 hours of makeup every day. Yeah. I almost felt bad. The boys, they asked me, I think it was like Ian and Torin, they were like, "How long does it take you? Are you getting painted?" The first day, they're like, "Are you getting painted in the makeup room?" And I'm like, "Oh no, I do my own." They're like, "What?" And I'm like, "Don't worry, it's just my neck up." But yeah, he was a good sport for sitting through all of that. So,
yes.
What, four times? Three times?
He had a blast with it. Like, if you
did.
It's at Torin_Lee on Instagram. And he posted the most fun, like, reels and clips. And behind the scenes, he was just so much fun.
Okay, you two. You probably both know this, but this is, I don't know. Like, as a fan, I would like to know, was there an introductory moment? Did like Claudio and Chandra and them come down and be like, okay, here's all the cosplays and stuff? Was there like a meeting of some kind in costume?
I'm going to let Chesh go into more detail, but the only thing that we arranged is all the actually we didn't even arrange it. Didn't you guys arrange it? Everybody coming in character to the band meet and greet?
Yes, you guys gave us the picture thing. Like, you guys told us, oh yeah, you can get your picture with the band, and everyone was like, well, obviously we're doing this in our costumes, right? And like, I think it was at the Fan of Hearts bar, we're like, what time is your photo op? And then everyone was like, oh, 1 o'clock. So we're like, oh, we're all at the same time, let's do this. So
they
we literally all
showed up in character, and it was fun. Like, I asked Blaze, I was like, did you ask them to do this? And he was like, no. And I was like, holy shit. Like, they literally were just like, it was the coolest thing. And it made for the coolest photo. Having that photo of, which of course we're going to have to post on our socials now, so everybody can see what we're talking about. So fucking cool.
It's one of my favorite photos from the cruise. Like, it turned out so well. And I think you can see how excited everyone is. And I love how excited Claudio looks too.
Claudio meeting Wilhelm Ryan was also very, very fun because with Wilhelm Ryan, because he was very okay. So Torin is very tall already, and then the horns add an additional like 2.5 feet. So like when we walked Torin from the makeup place to the pool deck, he had to walk like crouch down. He had to do like a crab walk. It was very. It was very cool. Anyway, the point is, so the band came to the Wilhelm Ryan photo op, and it was really cool. And there were really good photos that came out of that, too. But it was neat to, you know, to have Claudio see his, you know, that's his brainchild come to life. That's
see,
fucking cool.
This is, I sit and think to myself, what would I have done if I were working with Cindy on this? And all I can think of is, I would have one of the Red Army soldiers carrying around a boombox playing The Ring in Return on repeat.
Let me tell you something.
Meanwhile, you have these giant, amazing horns in this comic-accurate costumes and cosplays. It's amazing. And I'm just like, boombox.
You know, just in regards to the Red Army soldier costumes, those things were like 40, maybe not quite that many. Maybe like 30 individual pieces of armor. It was quite literally, Jesus. It was quite literally a suit of armor. And it was heavy. It was not light. It was heavy. It was hot. You're on a boat in the fucking Caribbean, you know? And no complaints, not a single one from either of the guys. They were so fucking stoked to just to do it. And they had so much fun with it.
Before we move on from the interactions, I did have a really special moment where I met Chandra. I was waiting outside the elevators, and I had my back turned to the stairs that were behind the elevators, and I hear, "Oh my gosh, can I take a picture?" And I just go, "Yeah, of course, no matter who it is." And I turn around, and then I'm like, oh shit. It was Chandra. And so I missed my elevator, but not worth it. And she was the only one that took pictures, and I was like, oh my god, I didn't even whip out my phone. It's like, I hope she posts this. And I was like, I don't want to message her for it. I hope she posts it. But that was so awesome. She was so sweet.
I have the world's most awkward counter story to that story.
Oh no.
I love embarrassing stories. It's a thing that we do here on the All Things Coheed podcast. So on the first day of the cruise, the coolest thing about the cruise, I said this on the last one, was how many people that I never thought I would get to meet that I've known on the internet for years and years, all being in the same place at the same time. And so like the first day of the cruise was very constant. Oh my God, it's you. Can we take a picture? Like literally like every 5 seconds. And like the most incredible, like just amazing, making all of these connections with people all at once. Anyway, so we were on the rail waiting for the weird science show. I think that's, I don't know. It's blurry, but I'm pretty sure that's where we were at. And Danny changes, like throws his voice and comes right behind me. I'm in a conversation with somebody else, and it's like, oh my God, it's Cindy. Can I take a picture with you? And my, like, yes. I was like, oh my God, yes, of course. And I turn around, and it's fucking Danny. He's just fucking with me.
Jesus, Cindy.
Oh no.
I was so embarrassed. Anyway.
That is the opposite of my story.
Yes, that's what it just reminded
me. Quite the opposite.
I would have done the same thing. That's amazing. That's so cool.
Danny is a real piece of work. I love him. I love you, Danny. If you don't even listen to the podcast, I don't think. But whatever.
You know what's crazy, though? You know what's even crazier than that, Cindy? It's like when we went to the Louisville show. I don't think I mentioned this. I remember, I think it was like 3 or 4 people at different times came up to you and were just like, oh my gosh, it's Cindy from Cobalt, and you're the podcast and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, it's Cindy. I'm a guy named Rob. And they're like, uh-huh. Get a picture with Cindy. It happened like 3 or 4 times, and I just keep thinking about it. I'm like, it's like, what am I, chopped liver? It's Cindy. I get it, it's Cindy, but like, you know, package deal. Do you not recall this?
Okay, that was embarrassing for me, just for the record. All right,
anyway,
we're just going to move along.
We're going to move on. Let's get to the thing. Let's get back to the hot topic of it all.
Okay. So, yeah, we're moving on.
It was very cool to see some members of the bands get up and do karaoke. You had John Sturat from Hail the Sun, bassist Hail the Sun. You have Upgrade Hip Hop. Then you have Travis getting up and doing karaoke, which was phenomenal. He gets off. A couple more. COTF go on. And then Chandra, Zach, Travis, and a couple other members of the Deep Coheed crew get on, and they all do karaoke together, and the place goes wild. It was already crazy. You know, it was like the first or second night. Drinks are flowing very heavily with this unlimited drink package. It's Coheed karaoke, and then they come out and do it. And I'm just upset that we didn't get to see Cindy perform, and I'm a little bummed that I didn't have the courage to go up and do Island, but you know, there's a next time.
You know what's crazy, Devin? It's like sewn into the Coheed mythology at this point. Like at our first show we went together, the right after we went with me, you, and Yui to karaoke as well. And so I'm like,
I went to karaoke with Devin and then promptly lost Devin. So like,
I'm just so jealous the whole time. This whole podcast is me being jealous.
You know, it was so much fun. They did it again. They weren't going to have 2 karaoke nights. They literally had another one just because of how, and because so many of the, you know, the crew and band like got involved in it. They wanted more people who signed up. A bunch of people who signed up didn't get to perform, so they did another one so people could. It was really cool.
Now that we've touched on that, we can talk about prom a little bit. And prom was an experience because not only was Thank You Scientist performing, but they were performing covers from the 80s. And if you all know Thank You Scientist, you know they get down. So these songs were super, super funky. It was a lot of fun. You're walking around. You have someone dressed up as Claudio from the iconic My Brother's Blood Machine photo op where he's holding the heart and his shirt is all bloody. Everyone's looking very dapper, very fun. I was rocking some dragonfly shades. And then literally like out of a movie, you have the band coming down the atrium steps and they look picture perfect. It was breathtaking.
I just, that dress that Chandra was wearing, this adorable like mini dress, like bright yellow and like poofy. It was fucking adorable. And then Claudio was wearing like a pirate shirt. And it was just very dapper and very, they were all like, Josh was, and Maggie went also, and she was dressed. It was just very cool. And I'm going to be really honest. I did not expect it to be as banging as it was. The fucking atrium was packed, like the whole deck. It ended up taking up pretty much that whole deck from one end to the other and outside on the, like, outside deck of people, because it was just so, it was incredible. Like, wow. Who'd have thought? And all the dresses and costumes, like, everybody was dressed to the nines. It was, like, super cool.
I have the set list here. I'd like to go over it, because there are a few songs that aren't from the 80s that I do want to mention that are very, very cool. Okay. Never Gonna Give You Up, with the intro, was Welcome Home, which is really interesting. They did True by Spandau Ballet. They also did Party All the Time by Eddie Murphy. Do you know this song? Because this is a fantastic song, okay? Eddie Murphy had a very short-lived singing career. It is one of my favorite songs to listen to and giggle at, because it's Eddie Murphy. The Power of Love, they did Rainbow in the Dark. They did Computer Blue. They did Britney Spears' Hit Me Baby One More Time, which is fantastic. They did Mr. Roboto by Styx. And then they closed it with Toxic by Britney Spears. I did not know these are things that I needed and wanted, and I found videos online, and they're fantastic.
I will say the worst thing about the whole prom was the fact that it was in the atrium. It was right after the Coheed Pool Deck show, so everyone is exhausted and tired. And it happened immediately after it. So, you know, by the time that I got changed and everything, Thank You Science is already a couple songs in. It was hot, cramped. We kind of dipped a little early. But if that was on the pool deck or in any other venue that was slightly larger, it would have been one of the, if not the best thing on there. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I got to say, I got up there a little late and I squeezed in by the bar and it was so packed and humid. I was like, my body bank's gonna come off for the second time tonight. The first time was the pool deck, so I turned right around and went back to the Faint of Hearts bar.
Yeah, I got there late also, and it was like, by the time I got there, it was literally elbow to elbow, like, everywhere, which is amazing. But I checked in, like, I saw my friends. I was like, oh my God, it's my friends. And then I dipped until my friends went to eat, and then I joined them again. So, you know, it was just a whole lot of people.
I didn't go. So.
Jesus Christ, Rob.
I'm so sorry.
All right,
it's time. They played Strung Short. That's all I have.
Okay, no, shut up, yeah, David. Shut up. Let's talk about the set list.
Yeah, so, okay, let's preface a little bit. There were two indoor shows on the boat. The set lists were identical. Everything was identical. Nothing was different.
Love this. Let's talk about the set list, though. Because here's the thing. You know, they have songs that they haven't played in a long time. They have a boat full of people who are hardcore fans. People aren't going to this thinking, oh, man, you know, I might see the Used. Like, this is like, these are hardcore Coheed fans, all right? They're paying thousands of dollars out of pocket to come see Coheed. So what are they going to play? Well, the set list starts with Time Consumer, follows up with Junesong Provision, Delirium Trigger, and Never Ender. So the old heads are now officially happy, okay? You keep looking at it, and it's like, here's three evils embodied in Love and Shadow. You have Everything Evil. You have Here Shot Kid Disaster, 33, and then, by God, Devin's correct. It's Strung Short, the Shibuti cover. I just can't believe that it's happened. Oh, my gosh.
I just want to say, for the record, if you go back a couple episodes, I did say how rad it would be for the old heads if they did the second stage Turbine Blade into Time Consumer, which is exactly what happened. And anyway, Strung Short, that's all. That's it.
All right, so after Strung Short, they play The Light in the Glass, The Incomplete 3, The Incomplete, into The Wooling Well 4, Final Cut, and they do the unthinkable. They do the thing we've been talking about forever. I don't think we've had a setlist conversation where we haven't mentioned the fact that Welcome Home should stop closing these shows. And they close it with the encore of 2113. Oh my God. My jealousy throughout this has been, it's been, you know, wavering in and out. Oh man, I wish I was at karaoke. Oh man, I wish it was the immersion thing. The immense anger and hatred I have for all three of you right now, because you got to see a show where Welcome Home wasn't played last.
No, stop. No.
I didn't.
Because Chesh was in the Amory Wars experience both nights.
All right, you get a pass. Time. You get a pass.
Thank you. Thanks.
You get a pass for this.
Thanks.
She literally gave the ultimate sacrifice being on that boat, not seeing that set.
That's
and
crazy.
I was 20 minutes late to the pool deck show, but it was worth it. It was worth it.
21-13, though. Oh, my gosh. They haven't played that since.
In Keeping Secrets Never Endure.
That had to be it, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's years ago at this point, guys. Okay. It's been a minute.
I checked off. Devin gave me the idea of keeping a list. He has a list in his phone of all the albums and all the songs, and he puts little rock emojis next to each song that he's seen live. And he sent it to me one day, and I was like, oh my god, that's such a cute idea. So I literally copied and pasted and stole it. Thanks, Devin. That was like anyway, I checked off so many songs from my list, mostly all of Second Stage. I think I'm gonna check it right now. I think there's only like one song now from Second Stage that I haven't seen live.
I only got
is it Godsend?
It is not. It's fucking Elf Tower.
Oh, you're gonna be waiting a minute.
I will say, out of all the shows, I only got to check off one song that I hadn't seen before, but a lot of songs I'd only seen once before on Never Enders. And of course, Strung Short was a first ever performance with this lineup. And the other song was Here Shot Kid Disaster for me. So Godsend is the only song, and Elf Tower, obviously, from Second Stage that I need to see. But
yeah, it was it was a very satisfying set list. As somebody who's been listening to Coheed for a very long time, it was very satisfying.
I'm upset.
I'm sorry. And a cool little thing is Amber, One Among the Crafts. They were very strict about the seating in the venue, which I understand why, they had to be so, but they were very strict. But she managed to sneak up, and her husband came and stood with Larry and I, because I wasn't next to anybody I know. I mean, my husband, who I love, but there's no energy without another person who's like as invested with their soul, it just hits different. And so, yeah, she came and we got to rock out together. And then because Devin and I were super blessed to go to both shows, the second one I got to watch with Devin, which was amazing.
There's just something about being next to Cindy and grabbing hands during Everything Evil. What a powerful, experience that is.
I'm what, Rob? What?
One of these days, it'll be the three of us.
Oh my
Marked
God.
By words, come to Fort Wayne, both of you.
I don't even know. Man, we're going to get sucked. No, I'm not allowing this. Nope, please. I'm not allowing this rabbit hole to happen.
I was going to say, let's just do SS Neverender 2 and get you on that boat.
Oh my God, please. If there is an SS Neverender 2, Rob, are you going to go?
We're going to do a live podcast?
Yeah, let's do all things.
Yeah.
There's no fucking internet on a boat, bro.
Let's record it anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, that we could do. Anyway, that's all shit. Where are we going? Yes, it is time.
Anyway.
It's time. We have to that's right. We're not going down the tour rabbit hole right now, because it's time to talk about the pool deck show. First thing is that it was hot as fuck. I've been to some hot outdoor, Coheed shows in the South, but holy shit.
I waited for that show from 1 p.m. until that shit started.
No way.
Best move ever.
Before we talk about the set list, Devin.
Yes.
From the pit, what was it like to see Wilhelm Ryan walk up on the stage?
We got to see Cindy, Claudio, Blaze, that whole squad, with Red Army Soldiers and Wilhelm Ryan get ready to come on stage, and everyone was like, oh snap, this is going down. And then they get up on stage, and it was, they take this big picture, and you can tell that you're witnessing milestone moments for Coheed and Cambria, and it's a powerful experience. And then you get a whole show after it. bonkers.
That's the one thing that I'm super jealous that I missed. I wanted to see that so bad, but I'm living vicariously through the Instagram photos.
This is a lot of fans are.
True. I don't have room to talk really.
I was on the opposite end, so I didn't get to see it from that perspective. I saw it from the back side. But I think that probably the coolest fucking thing about that is Anthony and Jason, they're like, by the way, two Coheed fans who just a few days ago were, you know, or a few weeks ago before they were recruited, you know, just, you know, Coheed fans doing a cool thing. By the way, you're going to get on the stage in front of all of these people right before the band, like, whoo, I wouldn't do it. That's fucking pressure. And they're just like, got their guns out. And they're like, yes, let's go. And they fucking owned that shit.
I just remembered Devin waited so long for the show. Do you think, acting like Devin's not here, do you think Devin like booked his tickets and was like, I can't wait to go to line waiting simulator the weekend for him? Like the whole week is just him waiting in line for all these things. It's like his dream.
It wasn't though.
No, I had a color coded schedule. Everything moved very, very smoothly for me. I planned out my waits. This was a planned wait. I knew after the Hail the Sun.
You know what he didn't plan? Hold up. You know what he didn't plan?
Getting arrested?
Meals. He didn't plan meals.
Me neither.
That is true. Chesh also did not plan meals. That is true. I think that's
just a part of Devin because he didn't do that at the Fort Wayne show either. Because he got a real lightheaded and he was like, I don't feel so good. And I'm like, what'd you eat? And I'm like, we ate breakfast.
Oh, been there too.
Do you have the set list for the pool deck show?
Sure, yes. Do.
Okay, sorry.
You ready? They open with the classic, In Keeping Secrets of Silent Earth 3, followed up with Devin's song, Island. Devin's
Can we
dying
start a petition
point.
To rename Island Devin's song? I'm tweeting that right now.
Let's
go ahead.
Do that right now.
Oh my god, if they just made a set list for me, like that says song, and they sign it and give it to me, I will never have to attend another Coheed show. I will, but I wouldn't.
Everyone has to refer to it as Devin's song, except for Devin, where he calls it Myland. Devil in Jersey City. Followed by A Favor House Atlantic, 10 Speed, which they've been playing. Like at this point in the show, you're just like, you know what? This is just like a regular Coheed tour. And then they bust out Camp Revolorium 1, Fan of Hearts. This is the first time they played it since 2015. Blood Red Summer, and then Camp Revolorium 3, Al the Killer. Followed up with The Suffering, Toys, Shoulders. Then they have an encore with Wake Up with Chandra, and it's acoustic. And then they end it the way they do. We avoided it for only so long, which is Welcome Home.
I just want to say the best part during Al the Killer was Vic as Al the Killer running laps on the pool deck, like above the show. I came up and he was running directly at me and I pointed at him and both his hands went up and he was like running like a crazy man. And it was very in character and very fun to see.
Needs to be at every show they ever do forever, please.
For real. For real. Yeah.
That boat literally made wild fan dreams fucking come true. Like, did you ever think that you wanted to be in a place where fucking Al the Killer is running around while Coheed plays Al the Killer on a stage? No. But
only in my dreams.
Now that it's
a white girl, no.
Exactly. What the fuck else can be dreamt up? SS Never Ender 2 needs to fucking happen because the Wheeling Well is open and the fucking, like, seeing how people reacted to it and were, like, super into it. And the other people who dressed as characters also, you know, was cool. Dev?
And while all of this is happening, dragonflies are flying around the boat. And it's just... It was magical. There was no other way to describe it.
I actually had a dragonfly, like, before we even left the port Monday, I sat on one of the windows and a dragonfly was like ramming against the window. I was like, oh, okay, that's good luck, right?
Yes, they were flying around on the pool deck while Taking Back Sunday was playing as well.
There were people who were like, did they plan this? And people, and like in the Facebook group, people were like, did they plan this? People were like, why would they release a bunch of dragonflies into the ecosystem? Just for the lulls.
Release the flies.
Yeah, what you don't know. Yes,
exactly. They were like, do you think they just brought like dragon fly eggs and just waited for them to hatch? It's like, I'd be really impressed if Evil Inc. and Six Man spent their time acquiring dragonfly eggs.
I cannot confirm or deny these allegations.
Cindy, I'm just saying, all you needed, if you had known that there were going to be dragonflies everywhere, all you needed to do was make a bunch of like broken glass tubes all over the cruise and just leave it there.
You're the worst.
It's genius.
Oh my God.
So with all of that being said, I think that we can agree that the SS Neverender is something that there's no words, truly. There. If you were there, you understand what I'm talking about. If you weren't there, hopefully one day you will understand what I'm talking about. Hint, please do SS Neverender 2, SS Neverender 3, SS Neverender 7. You know, we're here for it. It's fine.
I'm burning SS Neverender 4.
Ha! It was life-changing. Really, just plain and simple, it was for a lot of people. Like, that's the general consensus, I think, among a lot of people is that It was a life-changing experience, just how the details and the people, and I mean, honestly, you could put us on a boat with just a regular old boat and we still probably would have had the fucking time of our lives, but it was so far above and beyond that. Anyway, don't want to cry. It was a life-changing experience. It was fucking cool, and I hope they do it again and again and again and again and again, despite how much work went into it again and again and again and again.
I'll do my final thoughts and then Chesh can go. But no, I can appreciate the love and care that's been put into this even from afar, you know. And yeah, I'll joke and say, you know, I wasn't there. But that's only because I'm sad. That's only because I wish I was. That's only because it looked like the coolest thing I've ever seen.
A lot of great content came out of it, though. The picture flood when everybody was back on land was like, ugh.
God, it's just so cool. And then like at the end of the day, it's like, you know, you have people like Chesh where it's like, oh my gosh, I know who this person is because I've seen their TikTok, and like we talked about you before Cindy ever messaged you in our group chat. We talked about you. I personally, as a fan, see the love and care and attention that was brought here. Like, even though Cindy's my friend, like I'd tell her if she was wrong, but everything that I've seen looks so
and he does frequently good. Tell me that I'm wrong in case anybody
Listen, they can gather that, sweetie. They gather that. I did. But no, it takes a lot of love and a lot of care to do the things that were done. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, I can confirm it was really cool and life-changing. And I feel like a shell of a human post SS Neverender, because I'm like forever chasing the dragonfly now for that feeling. And being part of the Emery Wars experience was also the coolest thing ever. And I'm so honored that you guys liked me enough and thought I looked cool enough to be part of something so awesome. And I think I've said thank you probably a million times, but I really mean it. Thank you.
Hey, that goes both ways, though. That's a two-way thing. I can't say thank you enough times. That's
thanks to good craftsmanship, for sure.
It was so fun, and I really, really want, like, I want round two, and I have, like, my brain just goes a million miles a minute, and I'm like, oh, all the things we could do, and like you guys said, I'm a huge fan going into this, so then, like, once I saw it starting to come to life now, I'm like, more. But anyway.
Also, she threw herself to the ground. Earlier, we talked about how often John had to scream. She had to throw herself down on the floor every 3 minutes and then spring back up and dominantly stride out to ready the sisters for war.
My thighs were killing me after day one. And I said, I got to power through this. And I pulled through the energy and I kept going. It got worse. I think it was actually the first night my leg gave out when I stepped down off of my little stage thing. I caught myself with the railing, but I almost went down. And then the next day I was going down the stairs and I did. I like had to sit down because going down the stairs for some reason was incredibly hard on my upper thighs. And then the last night during Welcome Home, I was walking along the Rays pool deck because I was actually, despite the fact that I really enjoy Welcome Home, I was like, oh, I'm going to slip into the merch store. And so I was walking along the Rays pool deck. And I hopped down because I'm like, oh, I don't want to bend my legs, so I'll just straight leg it. Yeah, I jumped and immediately my legs gave out and I swooped down. My like, I had boots. I have boots that come up really high. So like my knees on the boots briefly. Oh, sorry if you can hear my dogs. Briefly hit the ground and I popped right back up. And the people that were sitting behind me on the pool deck were like, holy shit, that was smooth. I'm like, thanks. I've been doing it all week. This is what I was here to do.
She told this story yesterday on Twitch and I couldn't react in real time because my internet is garbage and I was always so lagged behind. Oh my God. It's not funny. It's not, but also it's amazing. It's really funny. And so I was like, it's really you're funny. Welcome, I guess. You're welcome for being able to bounce in the fall really
you
well.
You gave me like the best thigh workout ever. Like,
she does all her own stunts, people.
Yes, I do. I burn alive, even. Like,
she does. Holy shit. That's another thing. Do you remember when we interviewed Josh and he was talking about how the kabuki curtain and how it accidentally, Claudio got bigger as, you know, they whatever before the curtain dropped. And it that exact same effect somehow Chesh achieved behind this curtain, and she literally, it literally appeared as if there was, she was, the wings were there, like they weren't there. She didn't have wings. We couldn't figure out how to make that effect happen, so we were just like, we're gonna have to roll with it. But the way that she stood or angled herself or whatever, it was amazing. Yes.
I have ideas if that happens again. I do have more ideas on that one. There was something I was going to say, but my brain left as soon as I thought of wings burning. There was something. Oh, man.
Well, so before we completely wrap this up, I do want to say congratulations to Shesh for getting your BFA in art education.
Thank you.
So proud of you, and we hope that.
That's right, you guys. Ambelina is a teacher. She's out there doing important work.
Yes, thank you so much.
It is so cool that not only are you a COTF, but you are on your way to being an educator.
I actually just signed contracts. I have a job already, so it's going good. Now I'm like, ooh, more money to spend on Coheed stuff and cosplay.
I just want to throw this in there because Devin is also an educator. It's really fucking cool for kids to have people like you guys who are nerdy and who get them and who get invested in these things that they're interested in. Chesh was talking about it yesterday in our live stream, how these kids are like, oh my God, you know this thing. Of course, it makes you feel old because, you know, these kids are like 12. But it's really cool that they have relatable adults in their life and they see that not all adults are like lamos, because we are cool even though we're old. Okay, that was for our young listener base. Thanks for listening.
And we would be completely remiss, you know, talking about this fantastic craftsmanship and, you know, this artistry on the boat if we didn't have a chance to plug your socials. Where can people find you?
Oh, so you can find me under Chesh Miles pretty much anywhere. Instagram, I have a Facebook. Currently banned on my main TikTok account, so I do have a backup that's just Chesh Miles Cosplay. My TikTok's not totally gone, so I'm hoping I get it back, but we'll see. But otherwise, follow me on my new account.
And then very lastly, but certainly not least, we're recording this on Tuesday, December 14th. And it is Yui's third year anniversary of being with us. And we just want to take a moment to give as much love as we possibly can to Yui. She really is the glue that holds everything together. Behind the scenes, on the front lines, she is there. And we love you, Yui. Thank you so much for everything.
And she's really cool.
It's a lot of work to do social media. You don't realize it is. And it's also a lot of pressure. And Yui does it flawlessly. And she is organized and makes sure all the important dates get covered. And she stays on our asses. Even when she's not available to do it, she stays on our asses to make sure it gets done. She truly is, on top of being an amazing mother in navigating the first year of motherhood, she still held up the front on all things Coheed. And we cannot be more thankful for that. We love you, Yui. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode. It was wonderful to have you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I am very honored.
And with that, this has been another episode of the All Things Coheed podcast. I'm Devin.
I'm Cindy.
I'm Chesh.
And I'm a guy named Rob. Thanks for joining us.
Indeed. All right.
Well, before we completely wrap this up,
I didn't get final thoughts, bro. Did I?
Yeah.
You did.
Oh God, did I really?
Yeah, you did. I think you were Cindy. First.
Oh.
Idiot. God, Cindy.
Oh my God. Okay. Christmas. See, we're off topic already. We suck.
It's so good. I just loved opening it. I'm like, this can't be what I think it is, because I knew he sent me one. He said, I'm sending you something. I'm like, awesome. And then like 4 months later, I'm like, it can't be this. And I open it, and it's literally just a Christmas card. And it just says, Merry Christmas from Devin. And I'm like, what the hell?
Amazing.
But you never got the fucking things that I sent you. What was it? The decals? What was it?
Yeah, I never got the decals.
Fucked up.
They're somewhere. Someone's got them somewhere.
Someone somewhere. What the fuck is this?
And then, well, the most recent thing you sent me, I got it like next day, which is crazy. But no, sorry. Enough
Devin, I hate Devin. Not being able to see you. I fucking hate
He's flipping off the screen. I know it.
No.
He totally is. That doesn't. No. I was jealous the whole time. I was really mad that I didn't get to go. And I checked Facebook and I looked at Instagram and I saw pictures. Saw all the pictures of all the people who bought the internet package on the boat, and they uploaded the stuff, and that was really cool and all. Uh-huh. And then I just lived vicariously.
I sent you clips from the Deer Hunter.
You sent me a single 15-second clip of a Red Army soldier jamming to the Deer Hunter, and then that was the end. So thank you for that. So it was more of a jab than it was a kindness.
Do you know how long it took me to send that 15-second video on the ship?
Four hours.
Rob, forever.
She had to rake up the bandwidth herself.
Facebook Messenger open for it to send to you, and I had my old phone still then, and the battery life was shit. So, like, yeah.
Thanks, Cindy. I appreciate that.
You better just not miss the next one, or you can keep your 15 seconds.
I hope the Deer Hunter goes again. That'd be tight.
All right. Well, that was the longest final thoughts from somebody who wasn't on the boat. That's what you get for not appreciating my 15 seconds of Deer Hunter video. I love you, Rob.
Oh. That was some hard. That was some hard work sending that clip. It was, though. The internet was bad.
Oh, yes. Chesh's turn. Final thought.
Oh, yes.
Chesh, do you have something to say?
Yeah, I just missed the unmute button.
And then the outro song. So we're good.
Okay, real quick, we have to do the questions for Chesh, and then Devin can edit it into the beginning and make it seem natural. Right, Dev?
Oh, God. I have to go right.
Two indoor shows were the same set list.
Yes, you're right. I'm sorry. I love you. Don't be mad.
It's okay. Editing magic. That never even happened, Rob. Never happened.
It's like a marriage between mine and Devin's favorite things. It's a guy named Island. It's so good. I love myself so much as a guy named Rob. And then he loves Island. It's perfect.
Woot!
All righty.
This was a really long episode. Devin, it's going to be a real bitch to edit this. I'm
sorry. Fine. Listen, anything is better than our original My Brother's Blood Machine episode.
Oh, my fucking God. Oh, my God. I want to go listen to that.
Let's talk about the set list, guys. I've got it in front of me. Let's talk about it. This Wait, feels...
before we talk about the set list.
Okay. That being said, I have to go. I love you all. Very nice to meet you, Goodbye. Chesh. I'll see you online.
Yes, it was nice Goodbye. To meet you. Bye.
Was that the last question?
Yeah.
It was for now.
I haven't done one of those in a really long time. Okay. Also, we're going to add a little piece for Devin to clip in at the end just because nobody said it. Yeah, that's what I thought. You're going to have to edit it where I question that because that, whoops.
Figuring out ways to get around their policies.
I said sixth man. If you're listening to this, no, you're not. You're not listening to this. It's fine.
That's good.
It's
good. We'll get quiet.
Thank you, Devin. I'm sitting here like, no. It was like a really cool cross between like.
Hey, Cindy.
Yes.
Your internet connection just took a huge dump. So take a big breath and do it again.
Okay, is it better now? Okay, great. The fan immersion experiences, which I feel weird leading the discussion on, all things considered.
Why? Why is it weird?
I don't, because it's weird.
But it's your baby.
Okay. It still feels weird. It feels like sucking my own dick.
Do it. Do it anyway.
I just gave
guests. I do it all the time. Free. It's no problem.
whoa.
If you listen to one episode of this podcast, you already know.
Right. Moving right along.
I like to think he tried to listen to our first episodes. He was like, no, what else is out there?
This ain't the one. Or he pulls up the second stage episode and it's like an hour and 45
like,
minutes.
He's like, this ain't it, Chief.
Once it reaches like 5, I'll turn the camera on so it's not completely...
So we can see your beautiful face?
Yes.
Beautiful.
It's not the same. It's not the same without you, Devin.
Well, anyway, the first part of our agenda tonight is... Cafe Changier, as they called it. It was a two-part experience.
Take it again, sorry.
Okay. Yeah, why don't you take that again, Devin?
Why, what happened? Did the beeping...
Yeah, we kind of caught it.
That was very loud.
Welcome home to the All Things Coheed podcast. I'm Devin.
I'm Cindy.
I'm Chesh.
I'm a guy named Rob. Cindy. What was that? Can we not get through one?
All right. We'll do one more. Welcome home to the All Things Coheed podcast.
You're out of your mind if you think we're using that. You're out of your mind, Devin.
Why? Oh,
we're
my
not
God.
Welcome home.
Just slating reactions. Look. There's little... Christmas reaction.
No.
Shut up, Cindy. I'm not. The sketchbook says that Mariah was. Hang on. This I need to turn down. Coco.
A piece of media that like is barely canon from like 20 years ago.
Hey, guess what? Barely counts.
Hey, can I tell you guys a secret thing I haven't told anybody but Devin?
Holy crap, Sizer, Hack, and Manny also don't have irises.
Oh my God.
I hate you.
It's just a fun fact.
I hate you. Okay, you're done, Rob.
What, man?
You're done.
Did you hear about Wilhelm Ryan?
No, you're done. You're done.
He surrendered.
Oh my God, what are you doing?
He surrendered, bro.
You not need for long. To surrender.
All right, what's going on? What are we doing today?
Okay, so we're gonna did you paste the thing in the thing, Devin?
No, remember my whole the everything was dead but now it's alive.
Oh,
my right. bad. I apologize
for real.
Cindy's face just turned to text. Oh, She's posting things.
Oh. I don't know how Skype works. This is my first time on Skype in probably 8 years.
I felt the same way up until we started doing the podcast. We're just like, it records. Like, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Although we did find out that we can save Instagram. We can go live on Instagram together and save that.
I don't think Devin's done much of anything since all his drives are full.
It doesn't matter. All the drives are full? Is that what you said?
All his drives are full on his computer. It's just a brick at this point.
Yeah, no. Right. Rob was like telling me to do stuff, and it's like I literally can't. Like, I can't even update it. That's how much storage I have.
Devin.
Rob should intro this episode.
Rob doesn't intro episodes.
Rob ends.
Rob did the Casey thing.
Rob brings up the rear. The
upgrade. Oh, so I guess it's my turn.
Wow, found out, didn't we?
And that's rough.
We love to edit here on the All Things Coheed podcast.
Oh,
all good.
Look at Cindy editing.
Don't do that. You're going to get banned from TikTok.